Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shiur. We were discussing the inyan of Shvisas Behemto. Are women chayiv in Shvisas Behema, or are women not chayiv in Shvisas Behema? Rashi in Maseches Avodah Zarah, after Zayin Amaral, the Rambam Zayin Zera writes, Yisharin lezvune behen v'gaz ha'asi lashule behemto lovit kochavim. Rabbi Mamalacha b'Shabbos v'kavar b'lav t'chtiv l'osas ha'kol malacha v'chol behemtecha d'hashta b'hemes Yisrael himu mitzuvihu al shvi sa. So Rashi here seems to learn that when one works with the animal of a Jew on Shabbos, then the Jew is over on losas ha'kol malacha, it's a losase. So learns the Shaar HaMelech in the fifth parak of Hilchos Yom Tov halacha beis, that Rashi holds that the mitzvah of Shvisas Behema is an Isser Lo Saaseh. And so proves the Ran, and so we prove there from the Ran, in Avodah Zarah, Kalok Shed Lokadas HaTosfus, and Aleph Amid Beis, Dibor Maskul Bamesh, Shvisas Behemto, have a mitzvah's essay, Shelaman Yanuach, HaKopanim, we have two Rishonim, Rashi, and the Ran, who hold that Shvisas Behema is an Isser Losase. The Prima Gadim in the Psicha Koleles Chelak Sheni Osia Dalid has a suffix. If in a mitzvah essay She'ein ba Malkos, women are obligated or not. And he writes, based on Rashi in Kiddushin, Lamed Hei Amid Aleph, Divra Maschel HaKol, on that it says in the Gemara, that the Torah equated men and women for all onshim in the Torah, V'lavin onshe Malkus Heim. Ooh! So, you see from Rashi, that women are chayv and losa says because there's Malkus. And the same thing, Rashi in Psachim 43a, Divra Maschil LaKol, Mikan Shanashim Chayavos, Al Kol Losa Seisha B'Torah, Shahare Onshan Malkos, Veherif Bezem, Minchas Chinuch, B'Mitzvah Ches, Os Dalid, Velomedetzem, Midivre Rashi, B'Tmura, Beis Amid Beis, Divra Maschil Hachi Karsinan, Shadafka Tmura, that his Divra is considered a Maisa, their women are Chayav, but Shahar Lavin, that there is no Maisa in Malkos, women are Pater. So here you have it, sweet friends. You saw it. I love this. Even when you have the shiur, even if you don't like the big chiddush, but a lot of small chiddushim on the way. So that's mamish gevaldik. We have a yisod in Rashi that women are only chayavos in los mitzvahs losaseh sheyesh ba malkos, but not She'ein B'Malkos. So according to this, we could be Mechadish, according to these two Yesodos, the first Yesod, that Shvisas Behemto is an Olosase. And the second Yesod, that Mitzvah Olosase She'ein B'Malkos, women are in Chayiv. So we can be Mechadish, says Moreinu of Rabbeinu, Shlita, that since Shvisas Behemto is not an assay, it's only a lav. And since Isser lav She'ein B'Malkos, women are pater, where do we see Shvisas Behemto is a lav? From Rashi and the Ran. Rashi and Ran Avodah Zarah. Where do we see that Isser lav She'ein B'Malkos Nashim Peturas? From Rashi in two places. Minchas Chinuch. See Rashi in three places. And Minchas Chinuch. Mitzvah Ches. If so, Shvisas Behema has no Maisa. And it has no Malkus. The animal's doing the work, not you. So a woman wouldn't be obligated. So because of the Hekesh of Zachar Vishamar that we spoke about in the previous shiur, that's not an issue. Because Zachar are only those things that are kum va'aseh. In other words, we spoke about Lechem Mishnah, we spoke about Kiddush, so the Gemara says Kiddush. And the Ran expands it to Lechem Mishnah. But these are things that have a kum va'aseh, and they're mitzvah saseis. But Shvisis Behema, which is an Isser Lav, isn't included in this Hekesh. Because Zachor, if they're obligated in Shamar, they're obligated in Zachor. Zachor are things that are kum va'aseh and a mitzvah aseh. And Shvisis Behema is an Isser Lav. Shvisis Behema is an Isser Lav. So since Shvisis Behema is an Isser Lav, it's not included in that Hekesh. Why don't we be Machayev the women out of the Los Aseh? We can't be Machayever. Shaharei ein ba maise o malchus v'nimtza lefizeh shechumraso hu kulaso. The fact that Shvisis Behemta is an Isser lo sase and not a mitzvah sase is a kula lenyan nashim, because anyway it doesn't have a maise. But if you would hold that all mitzvah saseis we're going to equate men and women on Shabbos, that if it's a los, if they're chayavos and the los say they're also going to be chayav in the aseis, even those without a maisa, but it's still not going to include Shvisis Behema. Why? Because Shvisis Behema is a los asei. But we can't be chayav the women as los asei because the los asei shein ba malchus, shein ba maisa. So yeah, it's more chaber because it's a lo saseh, but it's more kal because now women are pturos. However, it would appear, possibly, that from there all we can learn is about a lo saseh where there's no malchus at all in this life. But I'll also say where there is generally Malkus, just in this Prat there isn't Malkus, maybe women would be Chayavas. So generally on Shabbos, there is Malkus for the Losa say. Just in this Prat, in this particular Avera, there are no Malkus because there's no Maisa. Maybe here women would be Chayav. However, the Binyan Shlomo in Chelik Beis of Aruch Chaim and Sof Siman Chof Aleph writes that Shvisis Behema is learned from Uvchol Amarsha Asher Amarti Alechem Tishmoru. Shabbos Yitches Amar Aleph, Rav Yosef brings a brisa that from this pasuk we learn Shvisis Kalim according to Beis Shammai. And if so, Beis Hill that argue with Beis Shammai and they hold there's no mitzvah Shvisis Kalim, they're going to hold, says the Binyan Shleime, that this pasuk is talking about Shvisis Behema. So according to this, we go back to what we said earlier, that since in this lav there's no malchus, because ein b'maisa, so women aren't going to be mitzvah at all on Shvisis Behema. Because it's not included in Zachor, because it's not an Asay. And out of the Lav, they're also Pater, because there's no Malkus. And don't say, no, the other part of the Lav, there is Malkus. If they would be included in the Isser of doing Malach on Shabbos. And you can say that since there's Malkus for the other Los Aseis on Shabbos, so women are still going to be Chayav on the Los Aseis of Shvisis Behema, even though there's no Malkus. But now that we're getting it from a different pasuk, according to the Binyan Shlomo, B'chol Asher Amarti Lechem Tishmeru, that according to Beis Hillel is going to teach a Shvisis Behema. So here you have a Los Asay, Shmira, and there's no Maisa, and since there's no Maisa, so women are going to be Pater. Because women are only obligated, they're only chayavos, and those Los Asays that have a Maisa, but this doesn't have a Maisa. So we are not going to derive from since women are chayiv and shamar on Shabbos, they're also chayiv in this Shvisis Behema, for the reason that here there's no Maisa. So women aren't chayiv, but there's no Maisa, as we saw earlier. That's what we did when we established, that was the two Yesodos, we established from Rashi that Shvisis Behema is a Lo Saseh. And from the Prima Gadim, that if it's a Lo Saseisha, Ein Ba, Malkus, women are Pturos. Women aren't Chayavos. And we have the Binyan Shlomo, that it's a Lo Saseh, not a, a general Lo Saseh on Shabbos, but a specific Lo Saseh of Chol Asher Amarta Lechem Tishameru, so Mimela, there's no Malkus, and therefore women shouldn't be Chayav. Shvisis Behema. Then, Hadra Kusha L'duchta, what about the Gemara and Shabbos? Now we proved in the first year, the women are Chayavos v'mitzvah Shvisis Behema. Nashim Chayavos v'mitzvah Shvisis Behema, that's why they were Makbid. On Parasa Shrabi Lezab and Azariah Yosis Beretsua Shabain Kornash Shalobritzon Chachamim. And the Gemara says it wasn't his, it was his neighbors, Shechinasa, it was his female neighbors. But since he didn't protest, it's called Al Shmo. So you see that women are Chayav and Shvisis Behema. We just proved that women aren't. So what do you have to say? You have to say it's the Rabbanan. So you might argue, where do we find that you have a mitzvah d'oraisa the shazman grama, and we're mechayev women in it midrabbanan? You know, the mice, we brought an example like that. And then Chas Chinuch writes Bedas Chinuch that Bikurim is like that. That it's man grama of women are chayiv midrabanan. But that's a big chiddush. We generally don't find that if it's a mitzvah sedaraisa, we're going to be mechayiv women midrabanan. So what was the problem with the behema of this woman? If women aren't chayiv in Shvisis behema, and it's man grama, and midaraisa she's not chayavis because ain't b'malkus. So what about why should she be chayav d'rabbanan? When are we chayav women with d'rabbanans? And mitzvah man grama is d'oraisas. Mitzvah man grama d'rabbanan. We have tefillah, that famous Rashi in Brachas. That's man grama d'rabbanans. Women are chayav. But if it's man grama d'oraisa, then we're not going to be chayav women with d'rabbanan. According to what we're saying now, it's taken Isra Losase. And in Isra Losase, we're going to say that women are pater menatorif ein b'malkus. But at least we'll be mechayiv them d'rabbanan. Because it's already a big chiddush to say that it's a mitzvah d'oraisa, an Isra d'oraisa, and women aren't chayavus because there's no malkus. Seder, but you want to go even further and say even midrabbanan, it's not going to be us, or no. Say with Rabbanan it's us, or in Mimela, that's why they were Makbid. And Rabbi Lezer, who didn't protest this woman's power. So this is part two, going out on Shabbos. And being over on Chil Shabbos. Ha'isa yotzei spiritsua shebein kronea. for this extra shmirah and this burden. So this is part two of our journey. In the next shiur, we promised in the first shiur, we said that there are three biurim in the achronim to explain tama davar, why one be chayv in shvisis behema. So the first one is the hekesh of zachar shamar. If shvisis behema is an asay, there are chayvos in shamar, there are also chayv in zachar. And then we went into that a little bit. And then in the next shiur, hopefully, we will see the second reason brought by the Minchas Chinuch. It's always exciting to do Minchas Chinuchs. And we will, please God, see Niflos Gedolos Mitaras Hashem. So please stay tuned. Thank you so much for listening.